I grew up as a Baptist. I grew up in a Baptist home, a Baptist church in Southern Ontario. And I'm very thankful for those Baptist roots. I grew up in a very godly family. My parents taught me the faith early, but for many reasons, I rejected the faith fairly early, I think, in my life, and had a fairly dramatic conversion, probably in my early 20s sometime. And so I fit the nice conversionary model of going from darkness to light at a very clear point of time. So I had a pretty dramatic conversion. And at that time, I was living in Boca Raton, Florida, and began to really spend a lot of time reading the New Testament. Read it really pretty badly, but read it a lot and really got to know the Bible. And that led me on to seminary, Westminster Seminary, and then on into the pastorate. I was a church planter for a while and a pastor, and really saw that my gifts were primarily in teaching and preaching rather than in pastoring, and that led me into a doctoral degree, finally through Utrecht. And the long and the short of it, I'm now teaching out in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I'm teaching in the areas primarily of worldview studies and mission studies. And I do a lot of traveling and speaking, and do a little bit of writing and publishing as well.
Well, I grew up in South Africa, which I think is very significant for my journey. And I grew up in a nominally Christian home. So it was really non-Christian. And I think if you had asked me whether I was a Christian, I would have said that I thought I was. And then when I was about 14, a friend invited me to an Anglican evangelical youth club. And I think the best way to describe my conversion is that there I realized that there's the world of difference between knowing about God and actually having a personal relationship with God. And so that, it wasn't very good evangelism that I was exposed to, I don't think. So there was not a strong sense of the objectivity of the work of Christ. But it did really, I think the Spirit really used that. And so that moved me to seek a personal relationship with Christ. And I struggled for a long time with assurance. And it was, intriguingly enough, the works of Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones and his sermons on Romans that were really helpful in helping me to see that my problem was sin, that the answer was Christ, and that my salvation depended not upon faith so much or experience as that objective work of Christ. And so that brought me, it transformed my life, it brought me into a personal relationship with Christ, and I still have vivid memories of those early days and going to school and just the sense of the reality of God in my life. So, and that turned me around. It wasn't easy, so the sort of Christianity I was converted into, the only thing that mattered was evangelism. So I was in a non-Christian home, a reserved adolescent, and the whole commitment to Christ was interpreted in terms of evangelism. So, and it took me a long time to sort that out. At one stage in my life, I thought, oh, I'll never be able to evangelize. But resolution on that came later. And then when I left school, it was a choice. I loved horses. But my sister said to me, you're too big to be a jockey. So, well, you know, it's fairly obvious, I think. So I thought, well, maybe veterinary science. So it became a choice of veterinary science or theology. And the type of Christianity that I was in, you couldn't go to a South African university because they were all too liberal. So you had to go to the seminary. So I went to the seminary for 3 years. At the same time, I did a degree through the University of South Africa in theology. And then that went well. So then I did my second degree at Oxford University. And then I went back to South Africa. Spent time in the pastorate, did my national service as a chaplain, specialized in working with drug addicts, which was some of the best times of my life. And then I loved the pastorate. So I didn't want to leave the pastorate. And then I'm an Anglican, so we have bishops, which is a good thing and a bad thing. And we could have a fight about that, maybe church government and, you know, Baptist styles and that sort of thing. But the bishop eventually pushed me to go and teach at our seminary. And then that sparked the academic direction of my life. And then I went and did a year of philosophy in Canada. And then I did a doctorate in Britain. And I was a senior research fellow at the University of Gloucestershire. And then I accepted the offer of a new chair at Redeemer University College, which is actually in philosophy. So it's a strange journey. But and now I'm at Southeastern, you see. So.